ABC Radio Australia.
If you're fond of dressing up, either for a party or just for a day out in the sunshine, chances are you have an aloha shirt somewhere in your dresser. Hawaiian shirts with their bright colours and palm tree prints are so iconic in the world of fashion that even high-end brands like Gucci and All Saints sell them. But as Faith McCullough reports, the shirts have a controversial past, and despite their popularity, many people are unaware of their cultural significance.
It all started with a $1,000 Hawaiian shirt. It was a blue shirt with palm trees and clouds printed on it and the words Los Angeles stamped across the front. When Hassan Piker, a popular Twitch streamer, wore the Gucci shirt at Coachella, some Hawaiians took offense, including podcaster and activist Anuhan Hapali.
I started out with a tweet that said, like, rich people will buy literally the most ugly $1,000 Gucci shirt or designer shirt rather than supporting a Hawaiian brand.
Anuhea said that while the shirts are not a closed cultural practice, it is still a formal wear in Hawaii.
It's kind of sickening that the mainland has kind of taken this thing that actually is very integrated into our daily lives here in Hawaii and kind of made them like tacky pieces for parties.
The origin of these bright summery garments has been hotly contested, with fashion and cultural experts unable to agree on who invented the shirt. Washington State University Emeritus Professor Linda Arthur Bradley says the concept of aloha shirt comes from a combination of different cultures that influence Hawaii.
You have the Western-styled shape of the garment. You have the Japanese fabric. You got the Chinese tailors. You got the Filipino way of wearing a shirt. And then the last part is the development of Hawaiian prints.
Anuhan Hapali says they've seen people, especially on the internet, try to deny that non-Hawaiian brands designing these shirts are appropriative just because the first creators weren't of Hawaiian ancestry.
How is somebody going to look at this designer brand kind of like appropriating something, tie it back to the origins of the shirt, but not realize that Hawaiians were not empowered at the time to be indulging in their culture, creating new things?
When they received backlash on the Twitter thread, they said the reaction was expected, especially because people are not aware of its cultural significance.
If you don't have that cultural understanding of colonialism and gentrification, of course you would be like, well, it's just a shirt.
Anuhea describes Hawaii as being oppressed into a corner of tourism because people just see it as a place for a vacation. They say that's why it's important to have a non-tourist-centered way to represent their culture. And supporting Hawaiian businesses is one way to do that.
I just feel like if you want to wear one, buy Hawaiian. That's like what I think. Because then you're actively contributing to Hawaiians like money, like giving business to Hawaiian people, which is already like very important.
Now, Anuhea says Hawaiian designers and artists have entered a space of cultural renaissance.
I would say that Hawaiians have reclaimed the shirt through just creating. Like, there have been so many brands that have come up in the past few years, in the past 10 years, that are just so beautiful and completely challenge this tacky idea of this dad shirt or Hawaiian shirt.
One of these brands that emerged was Sig Zane, that had the aim to educate and share what they knew about their culture through their clothing. Creative director Kuha O'Zane said what separates them from a typical aloha shirt is that their products are artworks.
Each one of these aloha shirts that we have a story embedded within the design that share a little bit more about place and educate a little bit more about this place that we call home, which is Hawaii.
And with aloha shirts continue to be a staple piece of fashion all over the world, he said it is important to support where the aesthetic came from.
I think it's important to be able to support them because they're the people that are continually evolving this Hawaiian aesthetic that we have.
He said it's great that aloha shirts are being designed by big luxury brands too, because it gives the shirt a bigger platform, but representation still matters.
I think that whenever they're inspired by Hawaiian design or inspired by Hawaii in general, I think it's important for them to be able to reach out to some of these smaller designers and maybe offer a collaboration or even offer an opportunity to be able to share some of these artist stories on their larger platforms.
Kuha also said that this is because the people of Hawaii are the ones who experience the sceneries that inspire the artworks in these shirts.
As if you were to buy art from an artist, you would want to buy art from an artist that would be in Hawaii rather than art from an artist that is in any other place in the world.
And for tourists that want to support Hawaiian businesses, he says they should know that there are multiple perspectives on the one simple action of buying local.
You're supporting the ideals that this company stands for, and then also maybe some of the nonprofits that this company gives back to, as well as the families that are on payroll for these companies.